countless poses, still pictures, slides, movies, all with the same content. I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. The vast majority of this material is too obscene to show or to quote to you.
Hi, I'm Mike, and this is Pretty Grouse. Welcome to the first Pretty Grouse podcast. I'm Mike Barnes, and I'm doing this basically because all the cool kids have a podcast now. I shouldn't say the word cool. That's kind of relates to the origin story of why this whole thing's called Pretty Grouse and how it all came to be. And so we're going to go into that. So gather around, children, because I know you're just dying to hear this. Back in the 1990s on the internet, which I swear existed back then, before the word blog was ever uttered, when Alta Vista was exciting and new, we relied on sites such as the now defunct Cool Site of the Day to tell us what to click on to actually find one whole new website we hadn't read before, at a rate of one per day, which was about the rate that sites were being created, one per day back then. I think that was a kind of a legal limit. Well, much like this podcast, I decided that this site of the day thing was... This is a bandwagon I wanted to have a ride on. So I roped in a friend who seemed to be the friend who has his finger on the pulse of exciting new stuff. His name was Matt, and Matt had this tendency to exclaim, "That's grouse!" as a general term of positivity and enthusiasm, and that's how I came to love the word. So Matt and I launched Grouse Site of the Day on December 15, 1996. That's 20 years ago from the day that I'm recording this. So to celebrate this milestone, I made an effort to catch up with Matt for a chat. We had a chat over the internet, since he lives in the USA now. That would have been an amazing thing to do 20 years ago. Now it's just a matter of, well, which service has the best sounding audio compression codecs? Let's try half a dozen chat services that allow us to talk to people on the other side of the planet casually. Technology, it's pretty grouse. So here's a bit of a chat I had with Matt about the word grouse, the bird's grouse, and stuff that's still grouse. My list of things to talk about, the fact that you are no longer in the right country.
Well, hang on. What do you mean by that? Because you could mean many different things by that.
Okay, well, to call things grouse, it means something completely different over there.
It doesn't mean anything. I've been calling things grouse since I've been here, and people, do you know, I sometimes will say something and someone will ask me what it means. The other day I said something to my manager about, I haven't done that in yonks. And he kind of said, what? Haven't done it in where? And it's like, oh, sorry, ages. He said, what was the word? I said, yonks. He said, yonks. Like, he quite liked that. So sometimes people ask me what the word means. Other times, like, they give me a bit of a blank look. But grouse, nobody has even flinched as I've said grouse. Like, someone's going, I'm going to do, and it stood out on its own. Like, you know, someone said, oh, I'm going to do such and such. It's like, oh, grouse, that'd be grouse. And maybe it's the context, they don't need to ask, or
it does become fairly obvious from context. But as far as I was aware, like, to grouse about something is to complain. There might be a regional thing.
So if you, I mean, you know, doing just straight out word substitution doesn't really work as a translation thing. But if I was to say, oh, that's complain, like, that doesn't...
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's a context thing that says absolutely not what you mean. But I just recall from the early days of setting up this grouse side of the day thing that it wasn't an expression outside of Australia and parts of New Zealand.
So where is the grouse natively found, the bird? Is that US or is that a European thing?
I know very little about grouse for someone who's named a business Grouse Media. Well, the logo for grouse has always been a duck. From like 1997, we've had pictures of ducks.
Right.
Because ducks are grouse. This has led to me explaining on many occasions to people saying, you know that's not a picture of a grouse, right? And I said, no, it's a duck, because grouse are shit and ducks are grouse.
Grouse are shit. You're right. Yeah, totally right.
I'd like to taste one at one point, though, because maybe I'm missing something. I've never eaten one.
I was lying when I said I knew nothing about grouse before. I know quite a lot. I'm one of the preeminent world experts on the grouse, the bird. Did you know, for instance, that grouse are the group of birds of the order Galliformes in the family Phasianidae?
Really? That's fascinating.
They're frequently assigned to the subfamily Tetraniniae, but sometimes Tetraniidae, which I don't say very often, which is a classification.
You mostly write papers.
Classification supported by mitochondrial DNA sequence studies, but, you know, generally we don't usually go into that sort of detail.
That's fascinating. You should write for Wikipedia.
I should, shouldn't I? Yeah, I should. I think they might have plagiarised some of my work with their...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because their article reads very similarly to... So. but it does say that they're found, I think, in North America. So maybe that's what people think I'm talking about.
And maybe it was complaining about all these goddamn grouse that led to the expression...
Grouse are game, and hunters kill millions each year for food, sport, and other uses. In the United Kingdom, this takes the form of driven grouse shooting. The male black grouse's tail feathers. What other uses besides food and sport would you shoot a grouse for?
Yeah, that's a really good question. How do you use the whole grouse?
Citation required. The male black grouse's tail feathers are traditional, here we go, ornaments for hats in areas such as Scotland and the Alps.
Yeah. I just posted a link into chat for you to click on.
Oh, it's the grouse side of the day.
Now, there's a few things that struck me about looking back on this, because, like, if we go down to the bottom of the page, there's the very first grouse site was Games You Can't Lose.
Games You Can't Lose.
Which apparently was, it's some images scanned from a book called Games You Can't Lose. Now, I did a Google image search because the original thing's down, and it looks like it was a little joke book with games like Connect the Dot.
That would have been a grouse site. I could.
That's and awesome. Games like Bobbing for Water.
Nice, nice. Hey.
And a tic-tac-toe challenge with the center square blank and everything else filled out. So whether you put an X or an O in it, that side won.
Right.
It was ingenious.
That's quite good. If you have low self-esteem or you feel like sometimes you just can't get a break, that'd be just what you need.
It would.
Yeah. Why doesn't that exist now? With all these mindfulness meditation apps to help people calm down and feel like they're in control.
Well, it seems you can buy used copies of the book on Amazon.
There you go. That's an excellent way to do your shopping. If I could.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you about on this page that's been bugging me for a while is in the fine print at the bottom of the page, the final line, Val Morgan will be the first against the wall when the revolution comes.
Yes.
What did Val Morgan do to you?
Deeply scarred my... movie going experience, I think. Like, just like you go to see a film, you want to suspend your disbelief, and all of a sudden you're getting ads for, you know, local restaurants, and like it sort of doesn't work. Probably at the time I was only going to the $5 movie nights, so maybe I was partly responsible, but I mean, you pay enough to see a film. Like, why do they need to advertise to you as well?
Well, you spend enough to see a movie and buy popcorn and a drink, and then you get advertised that as well. Yeah, no, I get it. But at the same time, I don't think First Against the Wall when the revolution comes, I can think of a couple of other candidates to go first before cinema advertisers.
Well, see, if you start with the wrong person, then all of a sudden they're using cinema advertising to spread their propaganda. and you get counter revolution, reaction, and poof, it's all out of control. I think starting with the media is the best start. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably that was a bit over the top.
You think? In retrospect?
In retrospect, probably.
Because I've recently have found myself saying, if I had access to a time machine, I would go back and kill the first person to use inbox as a verb.
Oh, to inbox something? Or
yeah, just inbox me.
Yeah, yeah.
Inbox me that.
I read a thing the other day that said
I'll deal with that guy.
I read a thing the other day that said, if you fail, now Hitler's got a time machine. So I think you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful that whole going back and killing people.
Yeah. What was the other thing I needed to ask you while I've got you here? Yeah, okay. This is something that's been weighing on my mind for some time. That I'm really hoping that I can, will come to some positive fruition after this, right?
Right.
Okay. Tell me that there is still a copy of High Precision Bucket Man in the world.
Oh, there certainly is. I'll send it to you.
Oh, that would be a legendary. Can I include it in the podcast?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah. I'll just do a little bit at the end and just just point people at your SoundCloud or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if
because I just thought about it again the other day and suddenly went, I need to hear that.
Hmm.
And I know I've got a box of cassettes in a storage unit.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's probably on one of them, but I'd have to buy a tape deck. I'd have to go through all those tapes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably easier if I ask you.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. I certainly have it. I'll send it to you. That's no problem at all.
What time is it there?
Go, though. It's 9.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, my wife's sister is over, and we've been watching night by night episodes of Pride and Prejudice. If they've threatened, are you going to be finished by 9? Because otherwise we'll start it without you. So I need to go, or else I'll never find out what happens with Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. No,
that's
definitely go.
Now. It's grass.
Well, I'm glad. I am glad things are still grouse.
Yeah, I think if I could combine my life now and my life 20 years ago, I'd probably write a Wesley Willis song about Jane Austen books.
Oh, Wesley Willis. Mm. That's a thing for another time. Let's do a Wesley Willis retrospective next time.
I don't think I know enough about Wesley Willis to do a retrospective.
But we've got time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've all learned a thing or two today and your life is just a little bit more grouse. I've got a couple of other people to talk to in the next few weeks about some other really grouse topics. I'm not planning on doing this in a schedule, but I won't leave it too long, I promise. If you enjoyed this little podcast, please find the Pretty Grouse page on Facebook, look me up on prettygrouse.com, or if you only ever want to see at most 140 characters of anything I happen to write, you can find me under Pretty Grouse on Twitter as well. Thanks for listening. And to play us out, here's a song Matt made many, many years ago with his mate Tim called High Precision Bucket Man.
Resource center starts a riot, storming through the pack doing evil deeds, kicking small trees and planting weeds. Bucket dog is sniffing around, in disguise so he won't be found, gathering dirt for the evil file, building a case for the YRC trial. Building a case for the YRC trial. Who's gonna stop this evil plan to make this city spick and span? I seriously doubt if anyone can. Way too step with the bucket in his hand.
Way too step with the bucket in his hand. Way too step with the bucket in his hand. Way too step with the bucket in his hand.
A van pulls up and some men get out with shovels and chainsaws.
What's it all about?
They walk to the trees with one purpose in mind. The whippersnipper motor begins to grind. Bucket Boy is over guarding the swings. He sees the minions doing evil things. He runs and hides behind a grave. Duty calls. He's a world to save.
Ha 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 ha! I'm Bucket Man!
I position Bucket Man! I position Bucket Man!
For 37 and a half generations, I, Mangler, have terrorized Oakley. From our control in the Youth Resource Center, we have taken the Freemasons Lodge this day. Tomorrow we shall embark on a most evil scheme to take the Oakley Gazebo!
Not so fast!
Oh no, Bucket Man, my nemesis!
Oh
no, I'm being attacked! Oh, stop hitting me! Oh no, this is jackpot! Stop, no!
My trusty Bucket will see you right!
Oh no! Oh no, I am vanquished!
And remember, kids, if the bucket's away, the evil will play.
Bucket Man.